Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
everyone. This is Bonnie Albers on air. It's old Bon Jovi. I'll take you dead or alive, honestly, but don't tell your wife, please, or my husband. Hi, everyone. I have such a rocking show for you today. As by the board, I am able to tell that everybody loves our guest that Susan and I have given our day to because we just didn't want to put her out any further. And we are so excited to have her. And before I introduce her to you, I want to tell you who I am because, you know, I'm Aries in the first knot, and it's all about me, right, Susan?
Yeah. I have to wait and hold my breath for a while, and then you give me the gift of letting me speak. I feel so honored.
I am so happy. I always love you to speak, girlfriend, because when you speak, spirit comes. But before I'm really not going to go into much of me or you because we want to introduce our guest. But I do want to tell you, I'm Bonnie Albers. I am the host. Susan Z is my fabulous co-host. We do Akashic Records with Spirit Communication. But today it is all our guest. Her name is Leslie Journey. She is a Reiki master, a teacher. She gives intuitive spiritual guidance and readings. Oh, my goodness, girlfriends, boyfriends, if you're out there and she's giving you a reading, you are going to rock this reading. I don't know if you remember Leslie. She was on getting a reading from Susan. She got her Akashic Records open, and then she gave me a reading on air like OMG. So she also is a divine channeler of love and peace. And she will use her multitude, and I'm talking multitude, of spiritual gifts to deliver messages from your loved ones, my loved ones, her loved ones, anybody's loved ones that she can find, spirit guides and angels on the other side.
You sound like an auction house there, Bonnie. Come on. Here comes first spirit, second spirit, third spirit.
I know. Hey, Leslie, I just unmuted you, but only because I knew you'd be laughing with this. She is giving you messages from spirit guides, your spirit guides, my spirit guides, her spirit guides, angels on the other side, and she wants you to have a sense of peace, joy, and understanding. And I love that, girlfriend. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Susan.
We just want to attack you, Leslie. We want to just wrap our beautiful arms around you, and we want to tell you how happy we are that we have you here with us today, girlfriend. So
I'm super excited, and I'm very glad to be here. You know, I was laughing. You're right. You did sound like you were doing an auction, Bonnie. So I had to let
you know. I'm telling you, didn't she? I cracked me up.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not going to the highest bidder unless they are Bon Jovi. You do know that, girlfriend. And then I got to get permission from my husband. The only thing I'm auctioning off is yes.
Yeah, you know, like that's going to happen. You're all right.
It's wishful thinking, Susan. It's wishful thinking. So it's okay.
I know, that's
But wait a minute, do you see Bon Jovi coming on our show in the future? I mean, that's a good question to ask you because he would have to wear protective armor because I'm afraid I'd bite him or at least, you know, like hug him. I don't know, something like that. But I'm only hoping that he gets a chance to speak with us. But Leslie, I know both Susan and I are giving you this show, girlfriend. I've got a board full of people and they're all your fans. But I want you to talk and tell them about what you do and how you do it. And I've got one fan in the audience who asked me to ask you a specific question. So before I ask that question, can you please tell everybody what is this journey, your soul journey on, and how did you start this? And tell them what you do.
Well, thank you, Bonnie, for introducing me. Leslie's journey came about because about 15 to 20 years ago, I was at a crossroads in my life. I didn't really, you know, I was looking for answers. I just had a lot of things that weren't developing the way I had anticipated. And so in search of some, you know, much-needed spiritual guidance, I stumbled up on some beautiful gifts that were already a part of who I was. I just had to discover those. So it's, the gifts have always been there, but I had to go through the discovery process. And one of the things that initiated that process was, you know, those moments in our life where we call when you go through the valley, when you're going through, you know, those really deep, dark moments when you feel like you're alone. And to, you know, through my development of realizing with my gifts and always being connected to spirit and also God that I was never alone. And those were the moments that were, you know, developed me, you know, helping me to develop into the person I am today and to be able to now use those gifts to help other people. So,
well, I got to tell you, Leslie, I'm never, I got to tell you, girlfriend, I'm never alone. I got them all over and I like them all over and I want them all over. So my journey to that valley of that deep, dark place, I'm always with my peeps. I'm so happy.
Right, yes. And you know, I think it was more of a confirmation for me because I knew I wasn't alone, but, you know, we all have those moments. And I think they're just to strengthen, you know, it's to bring strength to those areas that we're weak in and to really solidify that, you know, they're there to help you. They're there to assist you on this journey. And by you being successful, they're successful also. And I don't mean successful in the terms of, you know, money success or even accomplishing, you know, a certain job or something like that. I mean just overall success in life of going through with a sense of peace, balance, and harmony because that's what it's all about. You know, nobody wants to just run through life, you know, screaming with their head cut off and not really taking the time to enjoy life because you can get joy out of life. It's not, you know, and I think coming from a place of, oh, my God, you know, another day or, you know, do we have to do this? You know what I mean? I understand both ends of the spectrum. So from a very, very personal experience.
I love
you know,
that.
There are a lot of, most light workers
I know
who get the calling. They come, you know, with a story. They come with a lot of life notches on their belt and some hard times. And that life experience is what opens our heart, gives us faith, gives us trust. We get put to the test. And then it's like we either go fall down the rabbit hole into bitterness or we, you know, go and say, how can I serve?
Right. Absolutely.
I love that.
Absolutely, Susan. Yes, and I
and
think,
Leslie,
you know, people...
Go ahead, Leslie, because you know me, I'll chatter away.
Bonnie, I'm telling you, Leslie, you got to be quick.
Bonnie, you're going to be good, right? We're going to get everybody...
I'm going to be good, girlfriend. And if I can't be good, you're going to be careful.
I was just about to say, you know what? There's an alternative to that. So it's all good. So, but yeah, you know, absolutely, Susan, I'm glad you put that out there because I think people have the misconception that when you have these gifts and you're able to help so many people, there's something that goes along with that, you know. You know, sometimes you say, well, the grass is greener, you know, if I always knew or if I had that gift, I could be better at this or I could excel at that more or, you know, but sometimes, you know, you have to, there's a lot that goes along with of having access to those gifts.
In the time, in the 20-some years I've been doing this, and all the spiritual workers and the light workers and the mediums that I have talked to, one of the things that's consistent that they say is that when I went on the spiritual path, if I knew then what I know now of what it is that I would have had to gone through and given up and looked at, I know, don't know whether I would have said, yes, yes, I'm coming, yes.
Yes, and I'm coming.
I know, but it's worth it, so worth it.
Yes, absolutely. That's what it's all about. So when you can look at what comes after that, if you can get through that piece of it, you'll be okay. And it's worth it for us because, you know, like I said, you want to go through life being able to, you know, have a sense of balance and also to have joy and happiness. And a lot of that comes from just knowing who you are this lifetime and really being connected and discovering where your gifts are and how they can serve you on your journey, because it does make a difference, a huge difference. Especially
now. And it makes a difference in the type of medium you are, too.
Right, absolutely. That you're absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I have to get this in because if you're going to get the first reading and I've got a board full of people, I think we should let Leslie. I'll have to go. Okay, I have to get this in.
Okay.
Leslie, I would like you to tell everybody because everybody's going to want to know how to get a hold of you. I can tell you that I have on your paper that you can be reached at lesliesouljourney.wordpress.com. or lesliejourney@hotmail.com, or you can email Leslie at Leslie with L-E-S-L-I, the number 4, self@gmail.com. So we'll put that up. You know, I don't have a secretary. And you know, I'm looking for my servant.
Be careful, everyone out there, because she's recruiting.
Oh, no. Okay. Hey, Bonnie, let me just say this, that Leslie Soul Journey WordPress, that's my website. But even going to the website, which is a very good thing to do, they still need to contact me via email, and that's at lesliejourney@hotmail.com. And also the other email address that you mentioned was Leslie for Self. So it's just Leslie without the E. The number 4, self, and that's at Gmail.
Well, I'll tell you at the end of the show, I'm going to put it up in chat, actually, because then I'll be able to type, talk, listen, and do the board. And at the end of it, if I can do that, which I'm really hoping.
Yay, Bonnie.
There, here's me. They could put it up for me. I so appreciate that. But anyway, I know that you do readings. I know that people can get a hold of you to do personal readings. So I want you to tell them what your services are, and then we're going to go right into I have a question from chat. This lady has Facebooked me. She's actually in queue, so I might let her ask you herself. I don't know this woman, so after you do Susan, I am going to put her on, and I bet you that's the first thing she's going to ask her, and I think that she knows who I'm talking about. She will ask you a question that all of us are, like, really jazzed about, and I think you know which question that is. So tell everybody, please, Leslie, before we start with our first reader, who, by the way, is an anonymous, and we don't know who she is. but Susan, tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Yeah. Needing to be nameless.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. Say that again, Bonnie. What did you say?
I said, so if you tell everybody again what you offer and what they can get a hold of you for, they can go to your website. You know, they can go to your hotmail.com and do reading. So that's what I want you to tell them. What do you offer them?
Absolutely. I do hour readings. I also do half-hour readings, and I do one-question email readings. So all that information is on my website. In an hour reading, that is usually a reading that we will touch in just about every area. We're talking romance, career, family, maybe some questions you may have. That is definitely designed to give you an overall, thorough, full-spectrum reading. The half-hour reading is just, that's pretty much good for, you know, one question because I give a lot of information in my readings. I don't need very much information from you or from the person that is seeking the reading. I give a lot, and I also ask that in my readings you have something to write stuff down, and we'll get to that big question as to why that's very important. The other thing that I also do is I do angel parties. So if you're interested in having a party, if you're local, I'm in the Ohio area, but I also travel. There's some information on there about booking parties out of the state. If you want information, any more information on that, please email me. And so the type of readings, I use, like I said, a multitude of gifts, ranging from clairvoyance, clairascension, clairaugustine, anyone out there that has done psychic work pretty much across the board. The reason I say a multitude is because it's different with everyone. I may be able to clearly hear spirit with one person and have really strong clairvoyant abilities with another person, and that's the ability to see. As you know, anyone out there in listening distance, I want you to understand that when your gifts are developing, sometimes you may have a gift that's stronger at some point, and then later on down the line, you develop another gift that complements that. So I did not put on my website exactly what my gifts are because I'm growing and changing. Even though I love to do these readings, but I'm sure, Susan, you can actually gave me a reading about this, Susan. You said that I had a new gift coming. And so one thing that I've learned in this business is not to limit yourself. So there's a multitude of
gifts.
Where is
my gift? Where is my gift? That is not fair, Susan. I mean, how did you tell her she has a new gift? Where is my new gift, Susan? I mean, you know, I am your host. I don't get it.
Bonnie, we've had discussions about this, and you know your gifts are coming faster than you can. You're like a little kid at Christmas. Is this all? Is this it? Where's the next one?
Yeah.
And Bonnie,
yeah.
Let me tell you something. I need to slow you down a little bit on that, Bonnie, because every time you have access to a new gift, you know, there's like an adjustment period for that gift, okay? So be careful what you ask for.
Every day.
Yes.
I want it, girlfriend. I want to bring it to me, bring it for me, bring it with me. That's my motto, just saying. So, Leslie, I know I will go on at the end about how they can get a hold of you because I know they are chomping at the bit here, girlfriend. So first, with no more, I think I introduced everybody to the first person that's getting a reading because she has been waiting for all week, and I am telling you I haven't heard anything, but I can't wait till Leslie's on. Leslie. And I'm like, well, am I chopped liver, girlfriend? But you know what, Leslie, I'm handing the stage over to you, girl. So please, your first client is Susan, and then I
you
know
you got a lot of room to talk. You 15-year-old.
All right, go for it, girlfriend.
Hey, Susan. Yes, is there something you would like to ask? Hi. What can I do for you, Susan?
Well, I'm probably going to go right to the first place. I'm sure that you had a similar reading with Bonnie is that, you know, I'm all about, I mean, I'd like to know a little bit about, you know, I know this wonderful guy that's coming in, but for me, it's the career. I want to know, you know, I'm full on media contracts coming in, new opportunities, starting a new leg of my career. I've done this and that and this and that, and I feel that this is like going to be my best, my biggest, and my last hurrah. So mostly it's about career and media contracts coming in. When?
All right. Well, you know what? I have some answers.
Good. Okay, I'm writing this down. All right, go ahead.
And Bonnie, you be quiet.
Yeah, Bonnie, right. Don't break the energy. Don't break the energy, okay? All right,
yes,
Susan? All right.
Yes.
Before I got on the air, you know, they've been doing this more and more. I usually didn't have them give me things before, but I was getting a cornucopia. And you're absolutely right. You have, an unbelievable amount of opportunities coming at you. But here's the thing. I need you to narrow those down. One of the things that I think is really important is that you need to concentrate on things that are more local first and work your way out. Okay? I feel like there's something under your nose where you are that you need to take from under the rock and pull out. Actually, believe it or not, it's something that is going to catapult an extension of something outside of the area, all right? It's actually going to be coming out around the 18th of this month, okay? definitely keep your eyes and ears open for that. You're not going to have to look for it. It's going to come directly to you. You don't want to be you don't want to get yourself overwhelmed with deadlines and obligations that you have to meet. You need to make sure that you're keeping things open and flowing. Okay? That's very important for you. Do not put yourself also and I'm definitely not talking about the radio show, but don't put yourself into other people's agendas. You've come to a point in your career where I don't want, and I don't mean this in an ego sense, but you have earned the right to call the shot, okay? And what I mean by that is you don't have to just go, and I'll give you an example. If someone wants to do business with you and they tell you that they have a short period of time, okay, it's your dime, not theirs. And again, that's not ego, but you're holding a certain frequency of life, and you have to go according to a different agenda, if that makes sense, okay? There are a lot of people that you're still doing business with that are in the process of removing some old, outdated patterns, okay? And I'm also seeing this in a business sense. Again, I'm not talking about the radio show, okay? So when you think of this, you think outside of that box, okay?
Okay.
The other thing I want to give you kind of a heads up on, there is someone that you're going to be talking to the 1st of June. I see around June 3rd, and I feel like this person is going to be a very good support system for you. But the thing that you have to keep in mind with that situation is that everything has not come out. It doesn't mean that it's deceitful, but there are going to be things that you're going to want to go back and check before things are finalized. I do feel like, Susan, that June 3rd connection is to the media. Now, please understand, I don't feel like I see you exactly in front of a camera, but you're going to be sending something out via media that is going to be very lucrative, okay?
Okay.
Don't worry so much about the connect on June 3rd because I feel like you're going to start that project with one person and a different person will come in and they will change the setup. All right? You understand that? Like you're going to be in the middle of a crossover. This is why I'm saying you have to be careful with stepping into other people's agendas because a lot of people are still shifting around where you're stable in some of those areas now, where other people are still trying to find that level of stability. It doesn't mean that you're not to do business with them. It just means that you have to kind of let the dust settle before you solidify these contracts. That's why on June 3rd you're going to start a project with one person, but there before it's over there's going to be another person that steps in and takes over that person's position. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been told that before,
Yeah, the other thing I also want to talk about is that you're going to be having a small family gathering. I know you want to know about career, but I have to interject this in, and I usually tell Spirit, I'll give what you're giving me. This is not something personal that I would definitely, you know, not want to say on the air, but I need to tell you that there's something coming up within your family structure, all right? And I see this, they're taking me to the end of June into the first week of July. You need to be available for that. Normally, you would not, all right? Very, very important, end of June into July, okay? Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is the coming of the end of a cycle for you. You need to finish that up, end of June into July. That's all I'm going to say about family, all right? Just you'll understand that when it happens. You'll go, okay, I wasn't going to do this, but Leslie mentioned it. I'm doing it.
Okay.
I want to click back to business real quick again. You also, I'm seeing a book in front of you. I think you know what this is. It looks like you're putting the information in this book. I would not see this in the sense of where I am. I also am going to be working on something on these lines, but I feel like you're halfway through where I'm just opening it, all right? Does this make sense to you? This is something where go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, I've got my first book out there, and that's doing fairly well on Amazon.com. And I started on my second book, but yeah, it's like Spirit keeps on changing the format for me.
Okay. Yeah, I was just about to say, yeah, this is definitely book number two, because I see halfway through. That's why they're showing me that. But I feel like you're going to be, before this month's out, you need to close that flap completely. That means it's done, okay? You're going to finish that up this month. As a matter of fact, Susan, I would not take that into, and I feel like Spirit is going to work closely with you with this. It's not going to be the scattering around, but you couldn't finish that until this month, all right? It was very significant about something in that book in this month, but you will be done, all right? Get that done. Get that
done.
So
I'll finally figure out how I want it to go.
Yes, this month. This month, this is by divine appointment. This is not, you know what I mean? This is very important because you have a very rigid schedule that you're now following. Seriously, see, but understand this. This is why I started out by telling you, you don't want to follow other people's agendas, because what happens is it'll throw you off, all right? But, you know, It comes from a place of feeling like you have to kind of be the follow-up, okay? They don't want you doing a follow-up. They want you to take the lead, all right? So when you're putting yourself and you're in these positions to do negotiations, you need to make it more for your favor, not the other person. You have a really good heart, Susan, and you always want to see everyone come out on top, and you never want to see, you know, you don't like people that like the under guy. You're always for the under guy, but you don't want to see anyone kind of swept under the rug and forgotten about, you know. But what happens is sometimes you do that at the expense of your own well-being. Like, you kind of put yourself back, and now it's time to push yourself forward, all right? Put yourself out there. It's okay to call the shots, to the sense of saying, hey, you know what? I have a schedule also. This is where I'm at with this. You know, hey, can we work around this, all right? The reason I said this is not ego. Most people say, well, you're going to follow my, you know, that's ego. No. This is more about you being very stable in your energy and holding that light so that other people that are going to be taking the lead can kind of come over and say, okay, thank you so much for standing in your light and not being all over the place, because, hey, that helps me, you know. So you're going to also help the other person that, again, is going to turn around and help you, all right? Very, very connected. In that sense. Another thing I want to talk about with business, when this thing happens from June 3rd, all right, make sure that you don't worry so much about, because I'm seeing paper, so don't worry so much about the advertising, like how this goes out. That's someone else's job. They need you to keep your energy focused on the work, all right, versus the how. That's very different, because you're used to doing it all, okay? So it's going to be a little bit challenging.
Yes, I am. I'm used to doing it all.
Yeah, it's going to be challenging for you to let someone else take care of that piece. Spirit is saying you're in good hands, all right? I also feel like I want to bring in like a grandmother energy, and I'm feeling like she's connected to Ireland or Irish, because I feel like I want to throw on like a kilt. Like, okay, and I'm also hearing bagpipes. I don't know if this is a grandmother figure that you're familiar with. She almost feels like she's connected to your dad. So I don't know if this would be your dad's grandma. Like, this is on your dad's side. Do you understand this, Susan? This will be very nice if this is somebody coming in new, because I feel like they're going to assist you with these new business things coming in. This person that I feel is connected to Ireland, I feel like they are, they have a very good, like, logical brain. Like, they're going to come in and do the logical part where you're going to do the spiritual part, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. I really need you to see who this Ireland person is, because that also is bringing in abundant energy for you. So it would be very, very good in meditation if you can connect with that energy, all right?
Ireland, like Irish, Scottish, and everything is on my mother's side. My father's side is more German, Polish, you know, that kind of thing.
But I need you to go back too with him. I don't need you to go direct back. This is their side. I know I'm getting masculine energy. So I need you to go back further. This makes a lot of sense because I don't feel like you know this. Just like I started out by saying.
I don't know any of my relatives. Yeah, but no, none at
see,
all.
See what I mean? Yeah, exactly. That's why I said it felt like somebody new, but they've always been connected to you. I feel like that is, and which it makes a lot of sense, especially if it's coming from mom's side, also somewhere connecting with dad's side is what they're giving me. So you have a stronger connection to Irish and Ireland than what you know. The thing is also... Yeah, that's going to make this very dynamic for you is because it's lucrative. It's tied to, you know, kind of like the luck of the Irish. So you're getting that abundance, and you're also getting the business support behind that. So it's going to be very good, Susan. You don't need to also worry about travel arrangements because I feel like there's some things that are kind of coming up and you're concerned about dates conflicting, all right, with other travel arrangements. It's all going to work out. There is going to be one trip that is going to have to be rescheduled in September. I feel like it's around September 10th. Other than that, I see all things system go. Everything's lined up exactly. I don't feel like you're going to have to, at the last minute, readjust anything.
Cool.
One last piece before I get off of the business, and then you can ask another question if there's time. One last piece. When you make this connection, all right, there are going to be a couple other people that you're going to be meeting along the way. I don't, you know, a lot of times you're like me, we always go out and we want to help. We really want to be, we want to assist others in this part of their journey because we know how difficult it is. But there are two people that you really need to be very cautious about using a lot of energy for them, okay? You'll know because you'll think that because they're connected to the top person that they have that same level of understanding. There's two of them. I feel like I want to go younger than 30, okay? That's very important, younger than 30, all right?
Okay.
Do not, because you're
are
first,
these two males? Is that male energy you're picking up?
Yes.
That's what I've been feeling too. Be cautious.
Yep.
Over exuberant.
Yes.
Promise you the moon, the sun, the stars, but
yes.
You know, like show me your credentials, sweetie.
Bingo. There you go. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You're right on it.
Okay.
Yes. Absolutely. So that right there was the last tidbit. All systems are go. Everything's lining up. I'm very proud of you, Susan, because, you know, they're showing me something back in January that was actually going to be, I feel like a juncture where you could have gotten off this path. I'm extremely proud of you. I feel like it was setting a mental thought in your psyche because they're showing me a blackboard with an eraser, and you quickly erased it. It almost feels like you left out of this field, like you were about to take a step in a different direction, but you
I was
because you're getting
I was
yeah yeah and so you're you know
I
you're back
was.
You're back home now. I'm very
Body
thankful Susan, because I'm very thankful that you didn't, because I would not have met you. You were just going to take a totally different direction. A lot of us got to that crossroads. You know, mine happened sometime last year, and, you know, it was very difficult to get through that patch. But, again, I'm very proud of you. I am so extremely proud of you. And, girlfriend, the seeds that you planted, they're here. They're here. Bonnie?
Chad? I was quiet, Leslie. But when you
I've got one last quick question, and then I'll turn her over to our callers. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Romance, that love of my life. I know he's around the corner. Ooh, I got chills all over the place. Okay.
Yes.
Any insight on that?
I know what you got all over the place.
Yes, I do, sweetheart. There's a very significant event around September 11th for you and someone I see in a romantic, like around, you know, let me tell you what's so funny. Like, I feel like there's a mist around you, and it's pink. So I feel like it's a, like a very, very beautiful, unconditional, loving type of partnership. The reason why I think this energy around this is so, why they're showing it to me so pink, is because you guys are definitely connected. But I feel like there is almost like a forgiveness of some sort, kind of like burying the hatchet, moving on. I feel like it's around that. Now, September feels more solid to me, so you guys may actually be in communication before that, but September 11th is a day of solidifying. I'm not talking, you know, marriage, but I am talking making it solid. Putting the pieces together to lock a foundation, I feel, is a probable time around September 11th for you and this person I'm seeing, okay?
This is a new person, right? Not somebody from my past, right?
No, this feels like somebody, because that pink that I told you I'm seeing, I feel like it's like unconditional. Unconditional love to me means someone that you may have had to let gripes of something that you don't like go. It's like when we, you know, there are certain things in relationships that are deal breakers. You know, where we say, I can't deal with that. But I feel like this pink energy around this is giving you not one of those it's giving you one of those unconditional, you know, I love you in spite of, I love you even though. And that is usually connected to someone from your past. So I just have to give you what I'm getting. I feel like this is not a new energy because I already feel like it's connected to you because they're showing me something in, and I don't, this is not, has nothing to do with something sexual, but they're showing me your root chakra, and they're also showing me this person, something about their kundalini. So you guys are, you know what I mean?
Oh my goodness. Okay. You know what? I hope it's not the video you are watching, Susan.
Hope it's not what?
The video that you are watching.
Oh, stop it, Bonnie.
I have to be funny. But, you know, I just had to.
No,
it wasn't a fresh video. It was just
seriously, Susan. Yeah, seriously, Susan, that is what I'm getting. And I know that's why they showed me that pink mist around you all, because that's like a clearing. It may look foggy, but it's pink. And it has, like, this really, like, warm, like, loving energy, but it's being infused. And I don't know, and honestly, let me tell you this. I don't know if, because Spirit is still working on this, but I do feel like you may not be in that midst of energy yet. So you may not see this as a probability. But I'm telling you, when that midst comes around, the two of you, it's going to be very powerful. And, again, I don't feel like this is a new energy. I do feel like you guys have crossed paths this lifetime. You know, some people say, well, you know, now it could also be one of those things where, you know, it may be someone you never would have seen in that particular light, but I have a feeling that this is a little bit more, only because of the lineup they're showing me in your chakras and this other person's energy centers. So, yeah, there's definitely
Well, the only person I could think of is my ex-husband, and I have no animosity for him, but I can guarantee you there's not going to be a redo on that.
And amen, sister, because that ain't the energy I'm getting. So amen on that. We both agree on that. Again, that could be.
You know,
Leslie,
you know what? It could be, and then I've got to move on, Susan. But I got to tell you that. I got to tell you that sometimes in what I was, you know, feeling, which is probably what you were saying, because, you know, when, you know, I don't want to interrupt you or anything, but it could be even somebody that you, you know, a high school sweetheart you never thought about, but back then you might have, and now you don't even know that he's, you know, around.
Exactly. Thank you, Bonnie, because I feel like this person, you're not in that, like, energy with them yet. Like, you're not in that pink energy. It's not until, like I said, September, that is a time frame where it feels solid to me. Now, we have a lot of months to go between now and then, but it will feel solid more around that time. You might have a blurb of something that happens through the summer, and, you know, this energy brings this person in, but again, I just give what I'm getting, you know. So there it is.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Leslie. Thank you. You were fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
You're so welcome, Susan. I hope that helped.
Susan, I love you, girlfriend. I'm putting the next one on, though, and because maybe I'll get a word in edgewise, but I don't think so because I'm not doing any reading. I'm just emceeing, so I'm so excited. But, Leslie, I have this girl. I do not know who she is. She Facebooked me and said you were fabulous and that I was going to have a heck of a show when I put you on. She is now in queue, and I know she knows who I'm going to call. I do not know her, everybody, so I don't want you to think I'm taking somebody I know, but she is in chat. She was so excited for you to be here. She is one of your fans, though, so I'm going to put her on because I want to talk to her because I think I see her number, and I'm going to hope this is it. Maybe I wrote it down wrong, but hi, this is Bonnie. Is this Marissa?
Hey, yeah, hi, guys.
Hi, I am going to hand you right over to Leslie because you, girlfriend, have been waiting for this. So, Leslie, this is one of your fans.
I have to. Hi, Martha. I know. I love Martha. I love her. Oh, my goodness.
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, my. Yes, I can. She's a wonderful, wonderful person. Thank you, Martha. I'm so glad you called in today. What can I do for you, girlfriend?
you've done so much for me, so I've got to tell the public how wonderful you are and with the things that you can do for them to just give you a lot of kudos. And, Leslie, you're a very good person, and I am going to ask you one question because I'm going to – and it's not so much about me. It's about your gifts. Okay. But I just want to say, everybody, how good you are and how pretty much right on you are. And I do want to take advantage of all these ladies being on board, and maybe it'll help you out because I was told to call in. And you know what I mean about this, Leslie. Okay? So,
yes.
But one of the questions, before I get to my own personal question, is I want you to explain to everybody this uncanny gift you have with getting dates correct. You have a gift with that, and it's very unusual to see that because you seem to be right on. I've had my own personal experience, and you know everybody in my family has had that personal experience. How do you do that?
Oh, thank you, Martha, so much for bringing that up. A lot of people ask me that. Let me tell you how this started. Back when I was developing and I really knew I had the intuitive gift to be able to do readings, when I would get messages, I would get a lot of numbers. I didn't know what those numbers meant at the time, and I would hear other mediums and psychics say, you know, I'm getting the number this and I'm getting the number that. So when I got numbers, I knew it wasn't unusual to get numbers, and even though I didn't know what those numbers meant. Well, I had did a development circle with some girls, and we were giving readings to each other. And I had given a girl in the circle some numbers. And she came back a week later, and she said, well, actually, it was a little bit longer than a week because it had to come through, but it wasn't a month. It was pretty recent. And she came back, and she goes, you know, oh, my gosh, you know those numbers you gave me? Those were dates. And I went, huh? And she says, yeah, every one of them that you gave me were dates. And I thought, now, a couple of them were things that she had started to find out about that were scheduled, you know, a little bit further out. And she goes, oh, my God, you know, this happened, and this person called me about this date happening with this. And so as I became aware that the numbers that I was getting were actually connected to dates. And also the numbers that I get a lot of times are connected to planetary shift days, energy shift days. Since we're all interconnected, there's a lot of times when I will get a date about something and I can see that kind of in your reading, and it will give me an indication that you're at the end of a cycle or you're at the beginning of another cycle. And so I've been doing this a long time, and and now the dates actually make sense, Martha. So at first I actually always was getting the dates. I just didn't know, you know, I was always getting numbers. I just didn't know they were actually dates. until people said, you know, that's a rare thing with psychics. You, mm-hmm. you very seldom get dates
yeah.
and one after one. All the time, I'm always getting people call me back and say, oh, my God, you know, you told me it was going to happen on the 20th, and I'll be done if I didn't get a call, like 10 o'clock in the morning on the 20th. How did you do
right.
that? You know, so
right.
it's always
right.
just, yeah, it's always just been a gift that's been there. I just had to learn how to use that gift to help and serve others in a better way instead of just saying, you know, I'm seeing this or I'm seeing that. Now, sometimes also I have to say, Martha, let me,
mm-hmm.
I need to add a piece onto this because a lot
mm-hmm.
of people will call and they'll say, what day do you see me starting this or what day do you see for that? That
right.
gift does not work as well that way as it does me just allowing it to flow. I definitely
right.
have to say that because a lot of people would like to know, you know, what date am I
yeah.
moving? When am I getting a new car? You know, when is this person coming into my life? And sometimes it works beautifully where I can say,
right.
you know, just like in Susan's case, she asked me about a partner. I saw, you know, that September date. So
right.
there are times when someone might ask me and I'll get an exact date, but it usually works a lot better if you just let spirit give you those time frames and dates because it's
right.
more in flow. And, you know,
yeah.
yeah.
The
and,
free
and
will. Yeah, there's free will involved, and that's what people
exactly.
can't seem to understand.
Oh, yeah.
But,
let me say mm-hmm. something else. I'm glad you said that real quick, and I want to add this in too, Martha.
Uh-huh.
Free will is a huge, huge thing.
Big time,
because
yeah.
Even though I get a date, and let me tell you how it works, it doesn't mean that what I see is not true, but I can be off a year in a date, in a reading. Now, it doesn't happen as often anymore because of all the timelines that have been kind of, you know, that's what a lot of the timelines were causing for all my metaphysical
mm-hmm.
people out there. But I would get things, and it may not happen this year. People go, well, you know, she told me this and she told me that. None of it happened. Well, I've been doing
right.
this so long now where people will come back I haven't seen in, you know, a couple of years, and they'll go, oh, my God, you told me it would happen that year. The only thing that was off was just the time frame. But the exact same thing, you know,
happened.
What you told me, yeah, it happens exact next year. So that happens
right.
a lot. It just depends on where you are. And I tell people, you have free will. I don't care how many dates
yeah.
I see. I don't see, you know,
yeah.
whatever I see lining up. No psychic is 100%. That's one
right.
thing I want to add.
That's
the
right.
other is you have free will choice to say, you
right.
know what, that crazy woman don't know what she's talking about, and you can go off and do whatever. So you know what I mean? So thank you so
right.
much, Martha, yeah, for asking that. A lot of people have asked me that over the years.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, one thing I've liked about you, and like you say, you know, I can do a lot of these same things, but and I'm really particular
yes.
as to who I get a reading from. What I like about
yes.
you is your honesty. You seem to have you will read that person's personality, which is very interesting. Sometimes people just want to. Other psychics will just give them the puffy, nice things that people seem to want to hear. But what
right.
I like about
right.
you is that you tell them, hey, you're this kind of a person. This is who you are. This is it. You know, face it. Don't try to hide from it. You
yeah.
give them a good definition of who they are, and that's very important in a reading, you know, because of the audience.
It is. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
my tongue
so
is getting tired, girl. I have to
mm-hmm.
just interject something. I love you, Martha. You're really sweet, and I know you're gifted, and
don't
I think
you
that's
just love
fabulous.
Martha? I love Martha's
yeah.
energy. I just love her. I do.
She's so
wonderful.
Let me tell you the other part of this reason, because you know, Leslie, I have peeps around me all the time, and I get a lot of little messages when I go walking my dog. And I was told to get in call because, you know, my people like to do surprises, okay? And they like,
yes,
I have
yes.
one that likes to play practical jokes. So I gained the feeling that the three of you together have got something to tell me in regards to this special journey that Leslie knows that I'm about to embark. It's like a clue. And so I was just wondering if any of you together have something to say or if my people have come through or not.
Well,
that's
I will tell you, I'm not doing any readings today, Martha, because when I have a guest, I feature him. I've got to stick to that, honey.
Okay,
if I don't do that, then I get guests that say I talk and I give the reading, and why do I have a guest?
Right.
I know you
right.
wouldn't mind, but
right.
but it's something I don't do. But I will tell you, because you know I have a big mouth, and I'm going to tell you anyway. One is I get this feeling, and I don't know why, and it's putting you in a big, long like land, a lot of land with a lot of, you're kind of solitary. I see you with an animal, and I see a lot of green grass. I don't know why they're showing that to me, and they've been showing it to me since you're off the top. But I will tell you, that's all for you. So, because I don't want to impede on you know Leslie's journey there.
Leslie.
You can call, but call back on Monday. We'd be more than happy to give you your
No problem. Yeah, I think
so
Leslie.
Go ahead, Leslie.
Yeah, no, Martha. I know exactly what that place is that Bonnie's saying. I think. we talked about this a little bit. So Bonnie's just she was picking that up, and you know, I wasn't even quite sure of what the question was that you asked, but I will say as Bonnie was talking, you know, I saw, and I won't mention it on the air, but I saw the place that I told you that you would be at a lot more often than where you are. So that is also it's like it's a symbolic to you. Starting a new chapter, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to need that space to accommodate all the new things that are coming in. I'm trying to keep it very brief because I remember a little bit of us talking about this, and I don't want to, you know, put too much out on the air personal, but and we can definitely talk to Martha at a later time, just like Bonnie said. But you're definitely you're moving in the right direction, but, you know, you've had a lot of things that have kind of set things back. And I don't mean everything's in divine right order, but there have been some things that have just kind of given you a little bit of doubt if these things are going to unfold. I'm here to tell you that they're still on track because things did not line up exactly how you would have wanted it, but it doesn't mean that it's still not coming to fruition. It's also something I'm getting around this. So, there's going to be more information coming about something that I see around that area that I told you I saw you guys in more. And we also talked about something coming up around real estate and that.
You know how good I am? I am so good. I can't stand it. you got to tell you. Well, you know how I am. I mean, you know, I just have to brag. And what can I do? I'm Aries in the first knot. So, I mean, so.
Oh, my gosh, it's an Aries. I have a granddaughter who's an Aries. Oh, yes.
No, I'm not. It's a knot, but I always say I am in the first house because it's all about me, me, me. And Aries is that one that goes, woo, woo,
yes.
You're first.
Yes, me.
So I always say that I'm Aries in the first knot. So, but
that's why I this just popped in my head, and then I'll go. There's a lot of people I'm sure want to ask you questions. But one last thing in regards to your dates. Leslie, do you ever give anybody a date that would be like in the negative? You know, something, you know, hey, avoid this date or something bad.
Well, let me tell you something, and this is really good for listeners that do would like to get a reading with me. If you are driven or if you're drawn to come and get a reading, there is a 99.9% chance that you're at a crossroads where the dates that I would give you are going to be power dates. They're going to be dates that are connecting you with things of these, not only that you've planted, but they're going to be connected to positive events. Now, not always, now let me tell you this, because I don't give fluff. But a lot of times when you're coming to me for a reading, because of where my gifts are and because of how I work with my guides, I ask that I kind of be that person on your path when you've come out of the storm. So you're not going to be getting storm dates from me. You're going to be getting those dates that say, hey, I've arrived. Okay, yeah, you know, I planted this seed. Okay, guess what? It's coming in on, you know, this date.
Okay.
Spirit connects me with your after the storm moment. Now, I have had things where I see for people, you know, you're going to be coming into a transition where, you know, you may have to deal with emotional pieces. A lot of times when you have to deal with those emotional pieces, it's almost like cleaning up things that no longer serve you. So it's not going to be initially, you know, pretty in the beginning, and it's not going to feel the greatest, but definitely when you can move past that, you're going to have this unbelievable weight lifted, you know? And so I can give you a time on something like that. But no, I ask that spirit, yeah, I don't, now, you know, someone works at every level, but that, you don't ever have to usually worry about that with my readings. Yeah.
Good, good. That makes it clear.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, great. Well, people, she's
Martha,
very good. I highly recommend her. Yeah.
Thank you very much
for taking my call.
Thank you, Martha.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Martha.
Call in anytime. We've got such a board here. I'm going to 208. You're on. Hi, this is Bonnie. You're on with Bonnie and Leslie. Who am I speaking with?
You are speaking with Misty.
Misty.
Hi,
Misty.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
Hey, I'm giving you over to Leslie because I'm telling you we've got so many rock and roll people, and I want to get to as many as I can. So go for it, Misty, because I know Leslie's got a lot to tell you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I had a question that's been pondering my mind ever since I found out that my father-in-law is coming in as my baby girl as a reincarnation. And I was wondering if he was coming in on the day that, if I'm going to have this baby on the day that he passed away, which was April 29th.
Okay, so you're trying to, wow. Okay, let me get this right. So you're trying to find out if the expected due date that the doctors gave you is lining up with what I'm seeing, and I missed the first part of that about the connection with the baby, and say that first part again. I'm sorry, Missy. It was a bad connection for me.
Okay. My due date is May 26th. I found out that my father-in-law is coming in as a reincarnation as my baby girl, and he passed away last year on April 29th, and I was wondering if she was going to come in then.
Okay. Okay, there's a couple of things I'm getting. You would be a real good candidate for a longer reading, but I'm going to try and squeeze this in, okay?
Okay.
I am not, honestly, I'm not here to bash a reader or anything like that. I don't know who told you that the child that was coming in was connected to this person. I'm not feeling that energy. Now, I'm not saying they're not going to be connected, but it's not the energy of the same person. And actually, the child that you're expecting is it's going to be a very gifted child, but it's more connected to is this person that you're talking about that just died, whose side of the family? Is that dad's side?
Yes.
Okay. Because this child, I feel like the energy is more connected to mom's side. All right, which is very interesting for me. I'm trying to see if I can get the energy of the child. It feels more masculine to me. So if they told you it was a boy, I feel masculine energy. But I feel like the energy that is with this child, that resonates with this child, is with your mom's side, okay? The other thing on due date, I am seeing something around that. Now, I'm not, again, I don't know if you heard when I told Martha, it's not easy for me to give you, it's easier when it flows and I'm giving you a date versus if you're asking me if it's going to happen on that date, because honestly when you ask me that, I'm not seeing anything around that.
Okay.
That's very different. I think the most important thing that I need to tell you today is that that energy is connected to mom's side. The other thing that you need to be very aware of is that this child is going to really need to be in a very, very structured environment, all right? There's a lot of hyper energy I feel that's going to be around this child as the child is growing, and you're going to really need to kind of stay on top of that, all right? Some parents think that it might be a good idea if you let children kind of fall into that. I just feel like you're going to need to have a lot of structure around this child. Just keep that in mind. I also feel like you may have a problem with this child from about 1.5 to 2 with allergies. all right? And I'm not talking about food allergies. I'm seeing pollen and I'm seeing things in the air. So you're going to want to make sure that you have that child in a very, very clear environment. In the first early stages, like the first 3 years, I would not recommend, if you're in a city, in the inner city, I know that it may be difficult to just up and move, but, you know, really it would be in the best interest of that child if you got in an environment that was really, had really clean air, all right, not polluted air. I mean, a lot of our air on the planet is polluted, you know, let's face it, but definitely, you know, the energy from nature would be very, very good for that child, not the inner city, okay?
Leslie, I have not been able to get her, but she can hear you because I see her on
that's
the board.
That's okay. As long as she
– yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
As long as she heard that. That was the most important thing that she really needed to hear because I feel like she needs to be thinking about that move. If you can hear me, Missy, I think that there's going to be an opportunity coming up really soon, I feel like the beginning of May, and you need to really think about moving, all right? It would be better environment for not only the child but also for you. So definitely want to put that out there, and much prayers and love and light to her.
Oh, we love you, Missy. Good luck, honey. We always love it when
yes,
we have
we
somebody.
Yes, we love you.
Firing. Yes, we love you. Okay, we have 770. You are on with Bonnie and Leslie. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Who are we
Hi,
speaking
my name
with?
Hi, my name is Tamika.
Hi,
Tamika.
How are you?
What can I do for you? I'm okay. I'm actually asking about situation. I've been seeing this guy for a year, and I'm actually wanting to get serious with him, so I put an ultimatum to him, and I'm just trying to see. He hasn't really, like, responded to it. It's been, like, a little bit of a week, but I'm trying to see, like, where is his head at.
Okay. I just feel like all of the – this person they're showing me, I feel like he was in, like, in the middle of walls, and I feel like all the walls are coming down. But you need to understand, this person is not – I don't feel like – don't get me wrong. I don't feel like this is a person that he's not bad, but I just on the compatibility chart of what I'm seeing, I feel like you guys have some really areas that might be deal breakers, okay? And one of the areas I need to highlight is spiritual, okay? You guys need to be a little bit more on the same page. I'm not saying that he can't catch up, and I'm not saying that, you know, he's not a spiritual person, but you're way ahead, okay, of the stretch here. The other area that I'm seeing is really, really standing out to me is that you need to be careful about changing your way of your belief system to accommodate them. They need to be changing their belief system, if anything, to more accommodate you. And I don't mean, it's not about letting go of what you truly feel deep down or what you know to be true for your own self, but I just feel like you need to stand in your light more versus standing in his light because he is he's very persuasive in his way of thinking. All right, he's very is he a business person, like a businessman? Because I feel like he has a persuasive way of dealing with people, a salesperson.
Actually, no. Actually, we work together, but actually, he's very, very like quiet. He's not really a big talker. He's like really kind of
He has a persuasive part of his personality that he needs to use. And also, it's funny that you say you guys work together. So I started to ask you what is the connection there. Because I just feel like you guys are not at a stable place to take it to the next step. It doesn't mean that it couldn't work, all right? But also, let me tell you something. You need to tell him this. I feel like he would do really good in a job where he would sell things. Like, he's quiet, but he needs to come out of his shell. That's part of what I mean about him not being spiritually where you are. There's a really big part of him that is not stepping into his power. He's not stepping into who he truly is. I feel like there's a fear there, but I feel like once he breaks out of that shell, it could bring you guys considerably closer, and it could actually put him in something that he would actually love doing. I don't feel like he loves what he does, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he needs to be in a place where he can, like, let his light shine. And I don't mean, like, in a you know what I mean, like how doing this type of work, but if he was in like a store or a place where he could just sell, it doesn't have to be, whatever he's good at, he needs to sell it. He needs to market it. He would be a very good marketer.
Okay, because actually we work for the police department, so.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's not.
Are you a dispatcher?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Are you a dispatcher?
Yeah, he's not.
Oh, no, I'm in Atlanta. No. I'm in Georgia.
Also, let me tell you something else, too, about him. He's the job thing, that's really affecting him. Like, it's really starting to get to him in a way. Like, he's not – I don't feel like it's the same as you. Your energy is invested in that differently than what his energy is. And I feel like somebody – along the line actually talked him into that. Like, I don't feel like that would have been his first love. Like, I don't feel like that's the direction he would have went in. And sometimes
because it's definitely not mine.
Yeah. Well, you know what? But there's something different about the way you do that job than the way he does that job, all right? It's internal. It's internal. It's the way you guys process things. But I feel like he was kind of pushed, like somebody – whenever he got started in that, it was not his idea. So I really feel not happy with where he is in that. So to really sum it all up, there is definitely there's something around an opportunity where you guys can bridge this, but he has to be happy in what he's doing, and he's not in that yet. But there is a change coming for him around May 27th.
Okay.
All right, he's got some choices he's going to have to make.
Well, I mean, you're really on that. He's not happy. I don't know what's, like, you know, he was in a bad relationship. He was actually married, and he was in a bad relationship, so that didn't end well. But he talks to me, but yet he's not a talkative person, but he's not, I know he's not happy with what he's doing. I can agree with that fully. I mean, it's just like, it's almost like it's a burden coming to work, you know, like, and I know that I've seen that because there have been days that he's actually spoken to me and, like, said, you know, well, I'm just not coming into that. I just don't feel like it. Like, he's just, you know, and he's kind of like a perfectionist, but at the same time, I don't get the idea that he loves his job. And, like, we discussed in, like, I'm currently in school for healthcare, trying to get into the healthcare industry, trying to become an RN.
See?
And I'm like, you know, you need to basically, why don't you think about doing something different? He's actually, like, even thought about, because he's 48, he's actually thought about retiring in a couple of years because he's not happy.
See? Yeah, he needs to. He needs to do it sooner than later, though. I wouldn't even take it into two. He's just afraid to step out there into that. And see, here's the difference between you and him. You're more keeping yourself moving forward. Your energy's moving. I feel like his is stagnant. That's why I said, even though you're doing that job, you know, you might not mind it. You know you're moving forward. You know that's not where you're going to stay. So you're not looking at it. Yeah, you see what I mean? You're not looking at that as a dead-end situation. You're looking at it as, hey, this is what, we're just going through this. We're just moving through this. With him, he stops doing that. He's not
moving
forward.
It's almost like
he
doesn't understand. Like, it's almost like he's trying to find, like, he doesn't know where he really needs to be. And, you know,
that's
I'm like,
that's why I said, tell him what I told you. He needs to get into something where he can, like, sell himself. You know, he would do good in, like, and I know this might not compare financially, but, you know, sometimes it's not always about the money. And if you continue to take it from me, if you continue to really stick to what you love to do, the abundance will come. It will really follow. But it's not going to come if you continue to stay in an energy or in a, you know, a job that is just not fulfilling, and it's just not bringing you that joy, because life is too short and you really need to get out there and embrace it. And I know, take it from me, it's not an easy step.
And it's,
but
like, it's like
step,
he's gotten to the point that he's like, he's actually like, just kind of like even though he talks to me, it's kind of like he's separated himself from the world because he's not happy.
Right, absolutely.
It's like he's like
alone. You need telling him, and you know what, that's the key to if you guys are going to go to the next step. Telling May 27th, the choice that he has, if you can talk to him, you know, around that time when he starts, because there's a choice that's going to come across his path, you need to encourage him to step out there in that, and it will make him a very a different person, a lot happier.
Okay.
And I wish you well, sweetheart. I really,
Thank you.
But it's going to, yeah, definitely. There's still a chance. Don't give up just yet. There's still a possibility.
Yeah, I think he does. I think he does still, you know,
close
to me.
He's a good guy.
I agree that he does. He needs to find his happy. And we discussed that. He needs, because I can't, like I told him, and I am much more, his father is a preacher, but I'm spiritual.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, if you're to be a spiritual person, you can't separate yourself from the world. You can't, you know, isolate yourself. That's not good. And I'm like, you need to figure out what it is, because you know, to isolate, to me, a person that isolates themselves is not a happy person.
Right, and that's exactly it. And that's where I said, you guys, spiritually, you're not yoked right now, because that is a big, big piece to him being able to move forward with you, because you're in a very different space with that, you know, and you see things very differently. So you don't want things to tip where you're starting to take that, you know, that kind of pessimistic attitude he has about life, because your light is much greater, and he needs your light, actually, to hold that frequency.
It's almost
that,
like,
you know,
I feel like he got attracted to me because of my life.
Yeah, he is. But you don't. Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, come on. Because I feel that way.
I'm a very outgoing person. Love life. You know, just like totally. You know, but like, I don't know. Maybe my past, because I found out I had lupus some years ago, and I went through a lot of, you know, health issues and near-death experience, so I lost my aunt to lupus. So I'm more of a love life person, you know. I enjoy, you know, try to live to the fullest, and it's almost like I feel like he was drawn to me because of my life.
But you know what? Yeah, absolutely. But, honey, you've taken him as far as you can take him. He has to do the rest on his own. And he can enjoy in that space with you, but you've given him all in that regard that you can, and he has to do the rest on his own.
Okay.
Yes, and I am going to tell you before I
can
take the next
him. Wait a minute, Tamika, you can support him, but you can't rescue him, all right?
Okay.
Well, here's my thing. I'm going to mute you, but I want you to listen, okay? Because if I don't mute you, I'm afraid that I won't be able to be heard, because I need to be heard, but I've got to tell you something. You know how moths are drawn to light? See, just think. That's why I say all the guys, that all the people that have, you're a light worker or you're really into loving life, you've got that light showing, and every single solitary bug's coming right at you. Don't you think, Leslie?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Bonnie. And, you know, I went through that for a while. I didn't know what it was. So, you know, as I started to come into my gift, and I'm talking years ago, I would be out and people go, I don't know what it is about you. What is that? What is that? You know, almost in a panic. Like, what is? It's something with you. And still to this day, you know, I might be out and people will, you know, they'll come up and say, I don't know why. I just feel like I need to tell you my life story. And I'm like, it's okay. It's, you know, I just, yeah. So I've learned to protect myself a little bit more because, you know, you do that all day, people dumping, you know, you take that home with you. So there's a way to let your light shine and not let the, you know, the clouds kind of come in and drench on you. So,
Well, honey, the clouds leave me alone because they know I'm just going to be moving too fast for them. But before I take the next caller, I do want to thank, we have somebody in chat, I love her show. It's Chris from Curious Times. I want to shout out to Chris that, Chris, I so appreciate you. I know you were sleeping and that this isn't the time that you get up, but I don't know why. But anyway, that you come and that you listen and that you really support us, I really appreciate it. And I want everybody to know that Chris has a banging show. It's on 10 to 12, well, for us, Eastern Time, every night, and she has fabulous guests herself. She's a fabulous host and a wonderful girl. And Chris, I'm sending out my love, girlfriend. So we're going to take the next caller, and that is 814. 814, you are on with Leslie Journey and Bonnie. How can we help you, and who are you?
Hello, this is Amy.
Hi.
Amy.
Hi.
My question is, Leslie, do you see a job change for me coming up?
Thank you, Amy. Yes, absolutely. Girl, you're overdue. You're overdue.
I know.
Yes, you are. Bless your heart. You've been hanging in there, and, you know, they couldn't have made that transition without you, all right? You've helped that place to get to where it is, but your job is done. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yes. You're done with that. I do see something, but, okay, here is this is the catch. I see something coming up for you, all right? I see it coming in the next couple of months, but here's the catch. You need to take, and you can do this because Spirit is telling me, you need to take some time for self. You have done double duty, all right? Do you understand what that means? That means that you have done two things simultaneously that some people only can accomplish at one time. Do you know what this is?
Yes.
Okay? That has done a number on you emotionally. You need to regain your sense of balance before you go on into the next thing. The reason I'm hearing that you can do this is because Spirit is making me feel like you are protected financially, and you also are not going to have to worry about things not being done because you're not, stepping in and doing them. This has to do, like I said, I feel like it is time to detach, but you need a buffer in between the next thing. All right, we got to get Amy together. We got to work on some things. And you've come a long way, but you don't want to get to the point where you exhaust yourself and then you have to go back and start over the zero point. You understand what I mean? You're at a point where, you know, how you push and you push and you push, and then finally you get to that point and you're just like, okay, I need to keep pushing on because it wouldn't be in my nature not to do that, but something is telling you to stop pushing and allowing, to start allowing. You understand?
Yes.
You're getting that now. So you need to really pay attention to that because you don't want to push yourself to the point where you have to take, you know, I'm just telling you to take about a month or two out, but you don't want to push where you're having to do 6 months out, okay? And I feel like this is taking me, I feel like I want to be directed towards your physical body, physical health. You've had a scare in the past, and I feel like that you want to make sure you stay up on that, all right? Make sure you're still doing the things that keep that in balance. You don't want that out of balance again. I'm talking in code because I'm not going to put a lot of personal things out on the air, but you already know. It's just a matter of you getting the message, okay? So make sure you're not forgetting to keep that in balance. I feel dietary. The other thing that you don't need to worry so much about is that, you know, you have this fear. There's something coming up in the winter, and you want to be prepared for it. But I feel like you're worrying way too soon about this. Don't think so far ahead. You've done a beautiful job at getting things to this point. I don't want you to take your thoughts into the winter months, okay? I feel like you're already there because you're worrying about if something is going to, and please validate, is this true? Because I feel like you're way too far ahead, all right? I want to bring you back to at least this month and next month. I don't even want to catapult you into, you know, June and July because June actually is the month I see a new endeavor, all right? But I want to keep you back in April and May because I feel like we need to work on some things, getting yourself back in balance, getting your energy level where it needs to stay, all right? That, again, is all falling into alignment with what I was telling you about. Don't forget to keep working on that, all right? Keeping that in balance. You got some really good stuff coming up, Amy. You've earned it, girlfriend. And you're going to get to a point, too, where there's a couple of people that are not going to be as close with you as they are now. I know that's going to be difficult because you're a people person like me, and you don't want people to feel like you're leaving them behind or that you don't care. But it is in your best interest if you really pull your energy away, and I'm feeling like feminine energy. But one of the feminine energies I feel like is connected to a male energy, so it may be a couple. One stands alone, so it would be one feminine energy, and then it would be a woman and a male. Or it could be a woman with a masculine energy. You know, it's all about the energy part of it. But I do feel like these are three people that your cycle is kind of winding down, and you need to pull, you know, your energy back a little bit from these people so that you can get the much-needed respite that you need, okay? These people will cycle back in. I feel like it'll be around, like, December. So don't feel like you're letting people go that have really been an important to you, for you to get to this point. You know, sometimes we go, oh, my God, you know, if I don't, if I leave these people or if I pull my friendship away, you know, they've helped me to get to this far. I don't know what I would have done without them. But if they're truly there and they have the right intentions, they'll understand that even the best friendships have a season and a cycle. And you guys are coming to, you know, the end of one cycle, and you're going to be starting a new cycle, all right? Some really good things coming up, Amy. Hang in there. Don't worry so much about how things pan out in the winter. I just need you to stay with April and May right now, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. I am going to put you on hold. Are you okay? Are you okay? Do you understand what Leslie's been telling you?
Yes, I do. And where did you say that I can get a hold of you for a private reading?
You can go to my website and email me from there. I'm going to give you my email address, but the website talks a little bit more about what I do. And that's Leslie Soul Journey. And that's WordPress.com. Now, there's a dot between journey and word also. You can email me, though, at LeslieJourney, and that's at Hotmail. Or you can go to Leslie for Self, and that's Leslie without the E. So it's L-E-S-L-I, the number 4, and Self, S-E-L-F, like myself. And that's at gmail.com. And also, too, Amy, when you go there and if you send, drop me an email, just make sure you put on a good time to reach you because in what time zone you're in. I talk to so many people all the time, and I forget, you know, yeah, it makes a big difference. You know, I'm Eastern time, so I forget that everybody's not, and I might schedule something, and I go, oh, my God, why, you know, what happened? And it just, it's a matter of us not being, you know, our time zones being off. So just remember that. But it's going to be all right, sweetheart. Don't worry. You
okay.
Just you need this downtime, all right? You need
okay.
This downtime.
And listen,
okay.
Get a hold of Leslie. I'm going to unmute you. Get a hold of Leslie. She does her readings. If you have an hour with Leslie, oh, my God, I don't even know. She might tell you, like, even up until your death date because she gives you so much information. And I love it. But, yeah, Leslie, are you seeing any numbers for me? Am I going to be a long life or am I going to hop along for another 5 years? I mean, I need to know my dates, too. So
You got a long way to, let me put it this way, Bonnie, and I know this from the time we read before. You got a long way to go, girlfriend. I'm not seeing it nowhere in the stars.
I love it. Oh, Leslie, I'm going to hug you and kiss you. I'm going to your next caller, and your next caller is 719. You are on with the famous Leslie. Go ahead. Who are we talking to? Is this Kelly?
This is Kelly. Yes.
Hey, Kelly, we've got a board full of people. Kelly, ask her your question. I love Kelly. Kelly's one of our co-hosts. She's on tomorrow.
Yes.
She does the Atlantic life card reading. And Leslie, if you want your life card reading, did you get what? No, you're calling in tomorrow for yours. Didn't you say you were going to do yours with Kelly tomorrow?
Yep.
Yeah,
I sure am.
Well, you go ahead. Kelly, ask a question because I've got people from even Europe calling for you, Leslie.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I just don't know. I'm going to have to open 5 more days. Okay, go.
Go ahead, Kelly. And I was going to say, I want to be fast because I know there's several more people behind me here, and it's like we've got several people who definitely want to get in. So just a short question. Golly, you know, I'm not sure. You know, do you get like spirit messages, right? I'm just gonna put it out there really quick. Is there anybody that has anything they want to say, really in a quick sound bite? It's like, you know, am I doing good on my life path, or you know, something like that. It's like,
yes.
You know, next step.
Yes.
Okay.
I do. One
cool.
of your guys, okay, is coming in. Yeah, you couldn't even get that out all the way.
I know.
I feel like. the name is not important, but here's the thing. They want you to start keeping all of your journals. Like, I see you writing in some. This is not books like what I picked up for Susan. This is different. These are personal manuscript type of things, something that you're journaling down. And I feel like, because you're showing me a collection, so you need to put those all together. And I feel like your spirit guide is connected to that. It's a future project, all right?
Cool.
It's really important, though, because what is going to wind up happening, and I don't feel like it's like you really exposing, like, personal things. I feel like this is channeled information, okay?
Right.
Channeled in, yeah. So it's not like you saying, you know, today I did this. This is more of a higher frequency. And there's a collection of them. I also, too, want to tell you, your guide is talking about there's a new endeavor coming up for you, too, Kelly, that you need to be a part of. But it's not just one person. You're like going to be a part of something that is several people included. I almost feel like five or more. It's going to be very good for you. But don't worry so much too about because I feel like the people that are involved are not close. So they're not close knit. Like, they're people that are further out. So there's going to be a concern of whether you can pull this project off, because everybody is in different locations, okay?
Right.
And you're going to have these concerns about, you know, how is this going to work if this person's in Washington and this person's here and this person's there? Because this is something that has not it has not been done yet. So you're going to, the energy is going to pull together beautifully. Don't worry about how. Spirit's already working on that. Okay, your guide, you just recently got a new guide. Like, I feel like there's a guide that came in between October and November. Like, not just, when I say recently, I know we're, like, in April, but I feel like you haven't had this one guide hasn't been with you very long. You know what I mean? And, and what that means is that October-November time frame that I'm seeing was the end of a cycle for you.
Gotcha.
They're also saying that cycle was tied to mom's side also, all right? And also another thing I need to say is that you're not going to have to worry about, because you're showing me paperwork, all right? I want to go legal. Okay, you understand?
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So you're not going to have to worry about that, all right? Already taken care of. The other thing, girlfriend, I need to tell you is, please, please, please squeeze that trip in at the end of May. It's going to be a tight fit, but you need to do it, all right? You don't need to put it off. You're someone else that I need to talk to about putting things off, putting other people before your own needs. That just comes along with the territory of who we are, all right? It just goes along with it. But I want to just take you on that little trip at the end of May, and I want to put you in a place that is it doesn't have outside demand. So nobody there is asking you for anything. You're in an environment where people are always asking you for stuff. I feel like it goes across the board.
I'm a single mom. Go figure.
I'm there too, Kelly. You know what? I definitely am there too. Trust me. Oh, my God, I didn't even know that. So, yeah, no wonder I'm feeling that same feeling. It feels like me, Kelly, really. I'm like, is this a reading for me or is it for Kelly? Because I just feel like...
Hey, now you're getting like this lastly. It's on rubbing off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, wait a minute. This ain't Kelly. This is me. But I'm seriously, though, Kelly, I feel like you have to, you know, that trip is so important because it's going to put you in a place where nobody's asking for anything. You actually get to ask for things yourself. You get to ask for, you know, things to make it more pleasurable for you. You've earned it, girlfriend. And then the other thing, too, I feel like, you're so funny, I feel like there's a grandfather spirit coming through, and I feel like it's connected to mom's side. But I don't feel like there was a connection this lifetime, so it would definitely be someone that has been connected on spirit. Like, they've been connected to you all, but only in spirit. So it could very well be that they didn't have a connection this lifetime or he died early on. I'm not getting, you know, I would have to do a full-fledged on reading. I don't want to take that much energy, but I do need to say that he's stepping in and he's talking about someone in the family that is having a really difficult time right now, all right? It would be very, very helpful. I feel young, so I don't feel like this is somebody that's older. I feel young, okay? Having a really difficult time emotional, because I feel like crying. I almost feel like going to a really low emotional space. They're not there yet, but there's something that's going on around them. If it's not changed, it is going to take them there. All right? I don't know if you understand who this is.
I have a 14-year-old and an almost 12-year-old. Figure that one out. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. But I do feel like, though, you're so fun. But let me tell you something, though, Kelly. I got to be honest with you. I don't feel like it's your kid, though.
How about my grandkids? I have a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, and an almost going to be in July or August year-old, okay?
Okay, yeah. I don't feel like it's, like, your immediate. Like, I just feel like there's some, because your kids feel really good to me. When you said that, I'm like, no, your kids are in a really good space. Yeah,
my
it's not them.
My son's friend in Florida. How about my son's friend in Florida?
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Ding.
All right.
Ding.
I got it.
Did they just recently lose somebody, or are they going through grief? What is this?
It's a friend of his that he's talked through, met through their online school stuff, and yes, this young lady is having a pretty bad home life. Has been bounced around, so yeah, I totally get where this is at. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I feel like the grandfather figure is stepping in, which makes a lot. It would make sense because it's all interconnected. You know, there's no getting into heaven without taking somebody with you. You know what I mean? Kind of like, I need to say,
take me, I'm going.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I didn't lose you.
Okay,
are you still there? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, sure.
But I do just, I feel like that this young person, there needs to be, like, some outside help, okay? Like, you know, some things you can just get through, but I feel like a professional needs to be called in before that situation escalates, because I feel like it's on the rise, all right? And we all know there's a lot of things going on with kids right now that when they're confused and they can't find that stability, they're, you know what I mean?
Got it.
So I feel like if you can say, hey, you know, I don't know how that message can be relayed. They need professional help. This is not just going to blow over.
Right.
All right.
Got it. I absolutely got it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Got it.
How do you think treating feels? Is there anything else? Because I don't want to stop you, Leslie. Is there anything else that you'd like
Kelly,
to tell her?
Was there anything else, Kelly, that we – because you just wanted
I'm thinking that what I'm kind of hearing what you're saying is the trip. It's like I actually have to go do something with my dad's house in Wyoming, and I was going to put it off because my older daughter, which is the reason where we're at, is due at the end of July to August. So I'm thinking I've got to go do something with my dad's house and get my dad's house set in order because eventually I do expect to live there, but it's like, believe me, it's not going to be a pleasure trip. It's like an oh my god. But for sure, it's like people will have a hard time getting a hold of me because the cell surface is sucky and there's no phone in the house. So nobody's going to be asking me about it.
Let me tell you, when did you say that was coming up? This feels like the end of May, and I feel like pleasure.
Yeah.
So we.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like pleasure.
Pleasure. Okay.
You're gonna,
Now
listen, this is the key. You just said something that was major. Remember you said it's going to be tight. Well, I feel like you're not going to be able to squeeze this trip in because of the other obligations.
Right.
Yeah. So you need to squeeze in pleasure trip in the midst of all of that other stuff. See? I knew it. You tell yourself that you
were
telling. I just told her that, and here she goes talking about take care of somebody else's stuff. I'm telling you, you squeeze that trip in the end of May. You hear me? It's going to come around May 27th, and you need to go.
All right. I'll look and see what's done. Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'm getting her. It's me and you, girlfriend, and I know Kelly is still listening. Kelly, I love you because you got Leslie tomorrow. She's your first girl. So I am going, Leslie. Yay! I am going to serve 978. You are on with Leslie and Bonnie. How can we help? Actually, how can Leslie help you? And say hello. Who is this?
Hi, Leslie. Hi, Bonnie. It's Peg.
Hi, Peg. That's so sweet. Leslie, this is Peg. She is Angelic Whispers. She's an angel reader, and I'm so happy she called in. She's another one of our guests. Please, Peg.
Hi, Peg.
Yep, I just thought I'd call in and say hi. I seem to be losing my voice as I'm talking here. I was enjoying listening to all about your, well, I was enjoying your readings and listening about what it is that you do. And so I just wanted to say welcome. And if she has any information about my new endeavor that I'm going to be doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. First thing I want to shout out is happy birthday. OMG, whose birthday?
It's her birthday. Oh, my God, Peg, is it your birthday?
No. I don't know whose birthday. I hear happy birthday loud. Whose birthday's coming up? This might be somebody on the other side wanting to come in and say happy birthday.
Okay.
I hear happy birthday.
It's my husband.
Whose birthday?
My husband will be in May, May 30th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
And his sister's birthday is the 4th of this month, so maybe it was for her, too.
Okay, so this must be connected to hubby's side, because this was loud, and I feel like it's not just a birthday that I want to just say, you know, I feel like it's loud. So there must be a chain of events that happens around this birthday, okay? I want to also say real quick that birthday, you said your husband's birthday is in May.
Yep, and his honey, birthday is this week, of course.
Wait a minute. Whose birthday is?
His sister's birthday, my sister-in-law.
Okay. Oh, okay. Her birthday's this week, but his birthday's in May.
Right.
Okay, so the same person would come in and be connected to the sister and also to him. Because I feel like, I want to feel like mom. I feel like mom because
probably
she feels nurturing to me.
Yes. Probably their mom.
Okay, yeah. Yes, coming in saying happy birthday because she's saying it loud. So if she wants to say it loud, she's stretching it out energetically. So that would definitely could possibly be because she's saying it for this week and also for, you know, hubby's coming up in May. She's saying it loud, but also I need to tell you this. Like I was saying before, I feel like that happy birthday is around a different date. Now, do you know, was there somebody's crossing or something that was significant around either the sister or your husband's birthday? We're sandwiched in 3 months here, so I would go as far as to say either April, May. I don't want to stretch out June. So something significant between April and May, this mother that's on the other side and a birthday. What is significant? And you may not know this because it's connected to your husband, I'm not sure, but I need to acknowledge another date that's connected to these birthdays.
I'm not sure. We're moving in May.
You're moving in May?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense because your husband's actually at the end of a cycle. I started to say that. But this is something more pertaining to something from the past. I feel like it's a date of some sort that has already come and gone. So it could be the anniversary date of somebody's passing because they're saying that there's a connection between the birthdays and another date. It could be anniversary.
Yes.
Okay, yes?
My sister's birthday is the 4th, and their dad passed on the 5th.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, honey. Because I knew I was getting another date with this. So definitely the shouts are coming out. Yes. Happy birthday, but it's around another date. Thank you for validating that. So definitely mom is just taking the opportunity to step in and say that. The other thing she's talking about, too, I feel like that she had something to do with the sale of something, all right, believe it or not. There's a change of plans that happened at the last minute, and I feel like she had something to do with it. Do you understand that?
making sure I move one through.
Yes, the sell of something. I feel like something that was either, like a purchase. She has, there was something that was changed at the last move. It might be connected to your move. Now, I don't know if you were selling or buying, but there was a change at the, you know, at the last minute, and she's saying she has something to do with it. It happened in your best interest than what it would have happened if she didn't have done that. All right? You may need to think about that's okay. A lot of times it's an afterthought, and you go, oh, my God, I know what it was. But just so you know, she's connected to that. It was in your best interest for it not to happen the way that it was going to happen at first. All right? And I'm going to leave you with that so that you can really, because then you'll understand. Because you, I feel like you wondered why about something, why this or why that didn't happen or why it was changed at the last minute. And she's saying it has something to do with her. All right? She has a very strong personality, just so you know. She's very, All right.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Unless I'm saying this too early, I'm putting Peg on hold. She's a sweetheart. We've got to move on. Because I hate to say that because, you know, we only have 15 minutes left and I want to get some more callers. Oh. I think we have somebody from Europe and I'm trying to find them because they have asked me. They've called in and they called out and they called in. So I'm trying to figure out who it is, and I can't get to the bottom of my board. I have so many people, so I'm going to go right to, I think, 661. 661, you are on. 661, you're on with Leslie and Bonnie. Hi.
Yay.
Hello.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
Hello, ladies. Okay, perfect. Thank you for taking the call.
We are so welcome. But what is your name? Because we have to tell Leslie or she knows who she's talking to.
it's Sandra calling.
Who is it? It's Sandra.
I
have to say hello to Sandra. Leslie, I'm ADD, guys. And somebody said to me, oh, Bonnie, the angels are telling me you're not ADD. You just pretend to be. But I really am. So I don't associate numbers with people. So if I see your number and I see you, the only way I'm going to know it's you is if you say your name. So please don't get
me
told.
Yes, I understand.
I don't even remember Kelly's number, and I have Kelly on the show. So you see, and I have to write it down before the show. So Sandra, go for Leslie. Leslie, go for Sandra.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Just work related, actually. What you see coming up, Leslie?
Okay, work related. Now, are you currently employed in a place?
No.
Okay. I feel like you need to. Now, why am I seeing you connected? Now, you're not. If you're saying you're not employed, I still see you connected with something.
Well, I am supposed to have a healing center. And I'm working on myself.
My healing center.
Yes. Yes. Leslie and Susan's healing center. They're coming to Canada. So.
Mm-hmm. No, my healing center. Mine, Sandra. You didn't say Bonnie's on air healing center. That's what I say. Bonnie Albers on air healing center. That's why she doesn't know about your healing center. And Leslie, you are not with me long enough to know whatever you create, I have. So, no, I don't own her healing center, but I want to. So, go ahead.
Okay.
So perfect. So you are currently connected to something because you're not making me feel like you're just in the middle of an abyss with no path laid. I feel like you really need to move forward. If things are not fully developed with this healing center, you definitely need to keep moving forward with that because that's where I see you. And I also see you connecting with other healthcare practitioners from outside of your area. So you're going to actually be in some type of collaboration to bring awareness to the medical community, all right? It's going to be a very positive place, but some of the people that you're going to be connected with, they're very grounded people, all right? It's almost like you're kind of coming in before they're quite ready. They're ready, but you're coming in off of the ground floor with their level of understanding. Does that make sense? Like it's
oh yeah.
Yeah, and I do feel like, though, that everything is going to pull together, but just remember the people that you're dealing with when you're pulling this together. I do still feel like you need to put energy into it. So it feels very, very good to me. I also feel like it's lucrative, and that is the very thing that makes the difference, because the people that are coming, like I said, they feel very grounded to me. That means they're not very elevated, but they're learning. Okay, and I don't want to use the word, there's a nicer word I'm trying to use that makes that type of situation lucrative. It's not like you're coming in and you want to take advantage of people, but you need to enlighten. Like I see a massive amount of people in a certain area. Let me ask you a question. Is this healing
yes.
place or this healing center in an area that's really dense? Like it's not, or are you thinking about an area that's not really open? And when I say open, there's a go ahead.
I don't know where it is, that, to be honest. I looked at a place in a place called Hockley Valley out in the country, and I just didn't see anything there that I felt would work. But there's a place called Thornbury, and there is a lot more money there, let's put it that way, and people would go there from our surrounding area. So I did see a place that looked like what Bonnie and Susan had mentioned yesterday, and it had gingerbread on it.
Ah, yeah, it feels good. It's just I just feel like the people in that area, now that's a key, because the area that you – that you're going to be in, the people in that area actually do have money. That's why I say it's not about money, but the key is they have money and they also have the desire to want to learn more about what you have to offer. Okay, that's what the big connector is. You don't want to be in an area where people that are not open, even though they have the money, or you know you have access to areas where people are So, because that wouldn't make a difference. But you have people in that area that actually have financial stability, and they want to be a part. So that area is really good. It felt very, very good to me. Definitely happy with that endeavor. Please move forward with that.
Well, I do plan to, but I've been working on myself, and I've been removing a lot of layers of the blockages that I sense. And
but
so
let me tell
do
you
get it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I was going to say, that's a good thing. There was somebody else I spoke to about that, but that's really good, and I'm telling you, I see something in October, okay, coming to fruition with that. October is a good month for that center to either start getting underway. You have some plans in mind. You know, that's a good month to put energy into that center is October.
Okay.
All right? So
do you see me working?
Go ahead.
Do you see me working somewhere else before then? Because we have a place called Blue Mountain, and which it's close to that area. And I don't know whether I could financially, you know, whether I should, you know, should be finding some income prior to that, prior to October.
I don't want to get too personal here on air,
okay.
But honestly, what I'm getting is I'm not feeling like your energy, your financial stream is tapped out. So there is a stream coming from something.
I got the same thing, Leslie, but I'm not going to say anything because it's not my reading. But oh my goodness gracious, girlfriend, I gotcha. So
so take that for what you want. But I just don't feel like it's tapped out. Now you may have to adjust things so that it fits into that stream that's flowing. Okay, you understand what I mean?
Okay.
Until that stream gets back. Yeah, until it gets faster flowing. But I'm telling you, I feel like you're in the stream of flow. That's a good thing. So there may be some little blings that pop up in August, like blurbs of where you might get extra money from something. You know what I mean? Like that you unexpected.
Okay.
August is a good month for that. But until then, honey, your faucet's not off. So I think you know what that means. But I understand. I get it. But you're going to be okay. You'll be fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Great reading, girlfriend.
Thank you.
So I am so happy to hear from
you.
Leslie, I got to tell you something. I just love you to death, and I know Susan's listening, and I've got only about 6 minutes. I'd like to take the next caller. If we could, if the next caller keeps it, I'm gonna tell you, and I feel so bad. But if the next caller will just ask one question, we can get them in, or I'm going to say that I'm going to talk to you because it's all about me, and I'd love to just talk to you. But I feel like I need to take this
Leslie,
next
don't
call.
Let her do that. Don't let her talk. Take the caller.
All right, you're lucky, caller. You're lucky. Susan's giving you the go. 808, you're on.
Yay.
Really quickly. 808, you are with us. Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hi.
Well, 808, my goodness gracious, I'll try one more time. Here we go. 808,
hello?
You are on very quickly. Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Oh, thank you. My name is Cool Leilani, and my question is, I'm thinking of...
Go for it, Leslie.
My question was, I was thinking about moving to Nebraska. Is that a good move for me?
Honey, let me tell you something. There's an area I feel that would be a little bit better. Nebraska does not feel like your frequency match to me. You might have an opportunity to do that in about a year, but it just does not feel. Nebraska has a lot of shifting yet to do. Are you on the East Coast? Where are you?
I'm in Hawaii. I'm in Honolulu.
Woo! Oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
Yeah, why would you want to move from there, girlfriend? But,
yeah.
There's a lot
what
of reasons.
What are you
I mean, yeah, I want to ask that myself.
Well, the first reason is because it would be a better thing for my kids. Like, I have 4 children, and I'm by myself, and financially it's really hard to live here. And I have some opportunities in Nebraska. I have some opportunities in different states. But I want to get out of this state so I can, like, give more time to my kids and have more space and, like, maybe an animal.
Ooh.
I can't
Girl,
do that here.
Okay, I'm going to try really hard to keep myself separated and keep my spiritual self flowing here because a lot of us are dying to get to Hawaii, and you're dying to get out. So let's stay on track. First of all, honey, I just don't feel like Nebraska's the area. Now, you can definitely, you know, that's just one psychic opinion. It just doesn't feel like a match to you. If it was me, I would tell you to really stay there and acclimate in that Hawaiian energy because right now on the planet, there's a lot of energy shifts going on, and honestly, you're in a good place. You're in a good space for that shifting. I don't know what your situation is with the kids, but I just feel like if you can find some things there to make it work, I wouldn't venture out of that right now. If you decide that you still, you know, that it's not going to work and you really want to take them out of there, and also your business opportunity, let me say this real quick to put your mind at ease. You've already done that before, all right? That would be, you would go into another dead-end situation job-wise. Do you understand that? That's not something new. That's actually, you're doing that and you're not stepping outside of your comfort zone. That's the key. Step outside of your comfort zone and you will find the piece you're looking for in your area, all right? Don't go back into what you used to do. I feel like Nebraska connects you back with your past and what you used to do. Do you understand that, sweetheart? That's very important.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, all right. So let's see what we can do there. If you step outside the box, I feel like it's around you. I want you networking with some other people in that area. I also want you – there's a there's a board of people that can help you. I don't feel like it's a board because it's not like a professional board, but I feel like there's a support group of other people that are in your same situation. You need to connect with your local community area. Like, I feel like there's a local area that you can go to, and there's a lot of community links there. You're going to find some answers in that area. It could be like a community center. There's something around you within not even 20 miles. I don't even want to go that far, but I'm going to stretch it out because I know how the area is there. So you definitely need – yes?
I love you, girlfriend. I have 51 seconds left. I have muted Leilani. She hears you, though, and she can go back into chat.
Okay.
I mean, and back to archive to hear this. But I do want to thank you. I don't want to get off the air without telling everybody.
That's okay.
You rock the house. We love you, Leslie. Thank you. Thank you for giving yourself, giving
Leslie,
all your
you're
gifts.
Awesome.
You're awesome,
thank
girl.
You, ladies.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
You.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
We love you. We love you. And thank you to all our callers, all our chatters. I do want to say tomorrow, remember, it's Astro Wednesday. You'll hear Leslie's Atlantean Life Cards. Ron Cole is first. Ron's going to talk to you about astrology. Then you've got Kelly Colchin. Kelly's going to have her cards. So we love you. We hope you're back tomorrow. And thank you, thank you. Love is in the airwaves, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
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 Bye.